China's sizzle as a top draw for foreign investment is starting to fade. Its increasingly protectionist policies have drawn complaints from foreign chambers of commerce. Today in Beijing, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke urged China to open up to U.S. companies. He also called on China to scrap a proposed buy Chinese policy. The World's Mary Kay Maxad has the story.
China's leaders have often complained about U.S. protectionism, even as China's export subsidies and an artificially low currency give Chinese companies a leg up on their foreign competition. But now, China's considering a new policy that would require Chinese government departments and state-owned enterprises to buy from Chinese companies. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke said today in Beijing that this is a bad idea.
We believe that the indigenous innovation policy is so discriminatory and would effectively bar foreign participation in many of these projects and in doing business in China. And actually, we think in the long term, it actually creates a disincentive for additional innovation.
A recent American Chamber of Commerce survey found growing concern that the Chinese government is less welcoming to foreign investors than it used to be. Those surveyed also said that if China's indigenous innovation policy is approved, it would be increasingly difficult to compete in the China market. Ted Dean, the president of BDA Consulting in Beijing, helped with the survey.
There's a risk that this is a turning point, and I think there are voices within the Chinese government who are committed to continuing reform and continuing openness and continuing to have room for foreign companies in this market. But there are real concerns that that's not the predominant voice today and that the ship is turning in another direction.
But Premier Wen Jiabao, when asked about all this at his annual news conference a couple of months ago, denied that China is any less open to foreign investors.
Foreign businesses are welcome to come to China. We will vigorously bring in foreign capital and will give high priority to bringing in advanced foreign technologies and managerial expertise.
But that's only been partially reassuring to the foreign business community. It sees that the Buy China policy is still likely to pass. Jim McGregor, author of 1 Billion Customers and a 20-year veteran of the China business community, says the policy started with a positive impulse, encouraging greater innovation among Chinese companies.
But once it got into the hands of the bureaucrats, they twisted this policy around to become, we're Chinese, it's our technology, we're going to go around the world, we're going to make people put their technology here, we're going to tweak it, call it our own, and they just kind of have this walled-off mentality of our technology and nobody else's and a bit of paranoia.
The Chinese government often requires that foreign investors transfer their technology to Chinese companies, and in the past, some Chinese companies have been known to tweak the technology, patent it as their own, and then export it abroad to compete with the company that invented it. Secretary Locke said today he'd like to see more American clean energy companies in China, but McGregor says these companies are in a quandary.
Oh, they're all wringing their hands right now because China is putting a lot of money into alternative energy. It wants to spread it across the country very quickly, so this could be the market. So you're facing the market, but you're also facing the big risk on you could lose your whole business.
One company that plans to come in big anyway is First Solar of Arizona. Its president, Bruce Son, is traveling with Secretary Locke.
The project is a 2,000-megawatt project in multiple phases over 10 years. When completed, it would be roughly the size of Manhattan and serve a significant portion of the renewable energy needs for Inner Mongolia as well as for Beijing and the region.
Son hopes to start construction in a few months, assuming final agreements are made on things like technology transfer. He says the Chinese are very interested in First Solar's cutting-edge thin-film technology. But the challenge for First Solar and other U.S. clean tech companies is to profit from doing business in China without paying too high a price. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.